here on TUE 954. Now, Census Night's coming up August 9, so put that in your calendar. It's going to be different this year. It's the first census largely conducted online. Those people who can't do that, they can apply for a paper census form, but most of us will be doing it online. The Bureau this year, though, is going to keep our names. This is what's got a few people quite upset, because you put all the information in, your address, all the details, your religion, some quite intimate things they ask about on the census, but on this occasion, they're actually going to add your name, and they're going to be keeping your name along with all that information.
This is a real concern, I think.
Stephen Blanks is from the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties, joins us on the line now. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
Stephen, thanks for joining us. I'm feeling really uneasy about this. Should I be?
Yes, and indeed you should be. You know, it's been a tradition of the census for decades, since it first started, that the data that was collected was anonymised, and the promise of anonymity gave integrity to the results, because people felt that they could answer honestly all of the questions, knowing that nobody could track the information back to them.
And for such a big move, they've kept it very, very quiet.
Yes, they have, and you know, perhaps it's because you know, this has been going on for a decade or more. I first had a meeting with ABS over a decade ago on this issue, and when it was raised then, and we objected, they withdrew the proposal. So this time, there's been no community consultation. There's been you know, a great deal of secrecy about introducing it. And it's not, you know, they could do just a sample of data for a long-term study. They want to do long-term studies on people. That's what this is all about. And they could do it just with a statistical sample, say 1%. They do that in some other countries, but they've decided to go 100% name retention, so that it is collecting long-term data on the entire population.
Do we know how secure their servers are?
No, we don't, and we don't know absolutely that the servers are in Australia even. It's a major concern, and the fact is, there is no absolutely secure system. Every system has vulnerabilities.
So what's the worst case scenario here? Your information is leaked out publicly, it can get in the hands of anyone who wants to be able to use it.
The worst case scenario is that in 20, 30 years' time, government and even business realise that the data set that's been created on individuals is hugely valuable, and there will be pressure to overturn the traditional prohibition on accessing it for commercial purposes and governmental purposes, and it'll just be used.
All right, so on the night of the census, do I have the right not to give them my name?
Look, it's an offence not to do so, but I think there is going to be substantial civil disobedience on this. I think there are plenty of people who are afraid that governments, not present government necessarily, but maybe governments in the future, might want to misuse this information and therefore refuse to provide it.
So do you suspect we might have a sudden increase in the name Michael Mouse in the Australian population?
Yes, and Jedi Knights, which of course is a big religion. And
Luke Skywalker.
Yes, that's right.
Well, in my case, Darth Vader.
Oh, you'd be Darth. Oh, yeah, that's right. All right.
Stephen, really concerning stuff. Thanks for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Stephen Blanks there from the Council for Civil Liberties. If you've got a concern about that, give us a call, 13 13 32. A lot of people are very blasé about it and think, well, there's all my information's out there anyway.
Are you thinking of yourself, are you?
No, I'm thinking a lot of people.
Well, what do you think about it?
Well, I think to myself, all my information's in computers all over the shop. So I'm thinking, you know, I don't know how many secrets I've got.
Well, I just have a real problem with it. Why do they... They don't need my name. They don't need it.
Well, put down...
No, I'm just going to refuse to put my name down.
Why don't you put down James...
I'm joining...
Put down James Kirk.
I'm joining the civil disobedience movement.